Hello?
My name is Tamika Turner, calling from Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is recorded for Class Insurance Purpose. May I speak to the person that requests a callback, please?
Yes, this is she.
How may I assist you today?
Amber Kirkland.
How may I assist you today?
Oh, yes, I need to file an unemployment claim.
Am I your social security number?
224.
What was that again?
224-39-6710.
And that was 324?
224.
I have your name?
Amber Kirkland.
Your date of birth?
August 16th, 1986.
And your mother's maiden name?
Angela Kirkland.
And your driver's license number?
7427361.
So your PIN number is going to be 1686.
Okay.
And what's your preferred language?
English.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
And you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud, do you understand?
Yes. I'm sorry, it's kind of hard to make out what you're saying a little bit. But, yes.
Okay, what about now?
Okay, yeah, it's a little better, yes, ma'am.
And you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and can affect your ability to receive future benefits, do you understand?
Yes.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and the only filed for TAA benefits, yes or no?
I'm sorry, for what kind of benefit?
TAA benefits is if you've been employed with a company and they relocated overseas.
Oh, no.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
Have your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
And what's the telephone number for you?
My best telephone number is 256-207-6170.
I'm just putting in information right now. This is why I'm silent. Like 16. And what state are your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
Okay. And what is your race?
African American.
And Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes. Yes.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I did.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. And what is your residential address?
508 Willowwood Street.
Say that again, Woodman.
508 Willowwood Street. Willowwood is all one word. Willowood. Street. That is in Sylacauga, Alabama. Sylacauga is Sylacauga.
I am.
Okay. And 35150.
What's the zip code?
35150.
35150?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is your mail address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your occupation?
Laborer.
What was that?
A laborer, general laborer.
I'm trying to fix my phone. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
Am I seeking?
Uh-huh. Are you looking for work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
Okay. Yes.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
No.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
Yes.
And what's the date?
July 8th, 2024.
Okay, and are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown?
Yes, scheduled company shutdown.
Okay. And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
And what's the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
16.
And are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
And do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for or are receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st of 2023 and March 31st of 2024, yes or no?
No.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
No.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment, direct deposit, and enter your checking or savings accounts or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid card will take 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments, and there are fees may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay, it has to be a walk-in bank. It can't be anything like Chime or Cash App, Netspend, anything of that sort, okay?
Okay,
it would be checking or savings.
It'll be checking, and I got to get that until the end. Yeah,
it'll be router number, please.
Hold on, one of them. I thought I could keep my child. All right. Well, I got my account number. Let me see where I can get my routing number.
Hold on one moment now. We could kind of have it.
Okay, the routing number is 084-201-201.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 294. Okay, repeat the number for me.
Mm-hmm. 084-201-294.
Okay. Okay.
He said, ma'am?
The account number?
Okay. 801-647-8727.
27?
Yes, ma'am. 801-647-8727.
Okay, the name of your employer.
My employer's name is ZLA Solutions.
Okay, I don't see that. So what is on your check stub?
ZLA, what it says, hold on. Okay. Okay, so this anyway. Let me go into the app because it ain't showing me. Because it says the LA Solutions on it, but it also says says Harbor America, but it has the LA Solutions underneath that.
It says who?
Harbor America.
Hop. I can't understand you.
Harbor America, H-A-R-B-O-R, America.
Oh, Harbor. Mm-hmm. I still don't see that. You said Harbor America?
Yes, ma'am.
I see Composition Solutions. I don't see that.
Yeah, ZLA Solutions is the company.
You said ZLA?
Yes, and Z like zebra, L like lima, A like apple. Solutions.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's that phone number?
Let's see what number. I guess it's easy running in the city. Hold on one moment.
Okay, and what city and state do you work in?
I work in Sylacauga, Alabama.
And your employment start date?
This is what you'll see that almost took. I honestly don't know my start date. It was like June. Let me do this. Try that. June 21st, man.
And what year?
2024.
And last day work.
I'm sorry, it was June. The first day was June the 14th.
And last day work.
Was June the 28th. I done told you wrong again. I started June 7th. I'm sorry. Yeah,
and the reason is, okay, so you're on vacation. And have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Sick pay?
No, ma'am.
Holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am. And, ma'am, I'm sorry. I had to go back and look at my calendar because it was kind of which I couldn't remember when I started, but I actually started on May the 31st. Of 2024. And then on this check stub, for who it says Harbor America East Incorporated, because that's our payroll company. But then underneath it, for the company, it says ZLA Solutions Incorporated. So that's who I actually work for, but I know the payroll company is Harbor America.
And you are certifying your answers are true and accurate, and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by your employer. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud and penalties. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And so it's necessary to verify your identity when filing unemployment benefits. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Prattville, Childersburg, Anniston, Madison, or none of the above?
Childersburg.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1816 Amberley Woods Way, 2315 Lucy Lee Lane, 2949 Highway 45, and 404. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Was it one of those I already called out?
Yes, ma'am. 2315 Lucille Lane.
Okay. And which of the following colleges have, which of the following cities have you attended college? Athens, Auburn, Jacksonville, Montgomery, or none of the above?
Okay, so I did Jacksonville and Montgomery.
Okay, and you hereby filed in a claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yeah.
You certify under the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
And you understand it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the content of the claimant handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes.
And the following question, telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim you just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your career application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active career application for the rest of your unemployment. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your weekly claim. Failure to file instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process you just completed files your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make a completed weekly claim could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly claim either online, on the claimants portal, or by calling 1-800-752-7389. And that number again is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly claim can be made on Sunday beginning at 12:01 through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in loss of benefits. Okay, and whether filing online or by phone, you will need to remember your PIN number. Additional instructions are in your Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following active union members who have submitted good proof of their standing employees on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attending direct approved training.
Okay.
A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to possible work search exemption. It's very important you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1-800-361-4524.
Yes, ma'am. But the only thing I had to ask you,
since you are job attached and have an expected recall date to work, you are not required to make a work search, but must be available to return to work upon recall. Any change in your recall status must be reported by calling at inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Please complete your claim today, your transaction. This number just to verify you complete your claim, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 4898-27005. So it's 4898-27005. Because there's anything else I can say to today.
All right. The only question I have is that were you saying that I still need to file a weekly claim, or is this one cover the first week for me filing it? Or do I need to go in and actually file one?
You don't have to do a work search.
Okay. Okay.
That's what it says. All right, thanks for calling. Okay. I'm on the claim. Have a good day. Bye bye.
Thank you.